One. Okay, so we're trying to do this new sugya relatively quickly. So we had as follows. Yesterday we did the first half of the Gemara. I assume we should really do the second half of the Gemara. But we got stuck on, I think, basically two questions, maybe no more. I forgot already. The first question is, what in logic is the Svara why we would have a Hava Mina without a Pasuk to say your potter when it's lo mechaya karna? What's the difference between mechaya karna and lo mechaya karna? Right, that was the first question. And okay, so I tried to say some kind of svara, but I don't know if that's right. That I was saying that psychologically, the person doesn't feel as bad when it's mechaya karna, lo mechaya karna. Okay, I don't know. That's the right shot. And then the second problem we had, which was a much more, stronger, because, it's a real question, is that there seems to be a stira minei bay in the Rashi, that Rashi, in the first Rashi, says that if I only had one pasuk by shame, if I only had one pasuk, either whether it's shilach or obir, I would say it's talking about shame, and only by Mechaya Karna. Therefore, I need two psukim by Shane, one to tell me Mechaya Karna, one to tell me no Mechaya Karna. So if I didn't have the pasuk, the Shira Chuzer Rego, from Mishachi Rego, Ashur Bechamor, I would have said that both psukim of a beer is talking about shame, and one's for to teach you Mechaya Karna, and one's to teach you no Mechaya Karna. Therefore, the Torah had a right, Mishachi Rego, Ashur Bechamor, the Brisa, to teach me that no, that not two psukim talking about shame, but one's talking about rego. Frank the Gemara, now that I have only one pasuk by shame, so how do I know shame, the mechaya karna? The Gemara answers, we learn out from rego. Just like rego is chaya, not mechaya karna, so too shame's chaya, but it's not mechaya karna. And it sounds like it's a hekish, though it could be, we weren't sure about that. Is it a hekish or just a like a binyanav? So the question you have is Hagufa Kasha. How do we know Shane is Chayev when it's not Mechaya Karna when you only have one Pasuk? It's just like Rashi said clearly before, if you only had one Pasuk by Rego, we would say you're only Chayev when you're Mechaya Karna. So now that you only have one Pasuk by Shane, If we only had one Pasuk by Shane, Rashi said before, we would say it's only by Mechaya Karna. So now that we only have one pasuk by Rego, we should also say it's only by Mechaya Karna. So Rashi seems to be bothered by this kasha. And Rashi says, Mash Rego Loshna, that Oksive Ubir. But that doesn't seem to answer the question. Because, so what is Oksive Ubir? But you said before that by shame, even though it's Oksive Ubir, we would have said that you're only chai with Mechaya Karna, right? That was the question. And many, many, many people asked that question, right?
Can I make a point? I think you might've addressed it yesterday, but I still don't understand. Right? When Rashi asked the question, Mikasha Heicha Matzah Meimar, so he says that just write one and Kol Shkein, I'll know the other. And his answer is, but I wouldn't have thought the bigger Chiddush. Right? So, right. In his Havmina, he clearly knows that one is more Mastaver. And his answer is, but one is more Mastaver?
Oh, he said, just write one, the one of Lo Mechaya Karna, which
and
means
Kol Shkein,
he's asking, just
and
write the Shilach.
And he's saying, Kol Shkein, I'll know Mechaya.
Right, because his Havmina was that there's an intrinsic Mashmos from the Shilach, Lo Mechaya Karna.
And what's the Kol Shkein?
And then it's the Kol Shkein. If Lo Mechaya Karna is Chayiv, then surely Mechaya Karna is Chayiv.
Is that because Lo Mechaya is more of a Chiddush?
Yeah.
And then so, his answer is, but since Lo Mechaya is more of a Chiddush, I wouldn't have assumed it.
Right, because it's not inherent in the Mashmos. In other words, the switch between the Havmina and Maskana seems to be, can you learn out Lo Mechaya Karna from the inherent Mashmos of a Shilach?
So he was never.
So Havmina thought you could learn it out from the inherent Mashmos. And the mashmos and the maskana is saying no, that even if you just had the inherent mashmos, the word the shirach, you can't learn out that you're chayev alome chayev karda.
Okay, so we're taking the approach that he was for sure asking from v'shilach, right?
Right.
Rabbi was also saying that he's asking that you could write either one, ubir or v'shilach.
No, okay, the chayev he's asking from v'shilach. Because he's asking, the way he asks the kasha, he asks, so he wants, his question was, write one pasuk for lo mechaya. Now, how would you know that pasuk is lo mechaya? The only way you can know that is by it would be v'shilach.
Okay.
So l'chayra, his question was to write v'shilach. That's what it would seem. It would seem that that was his question.
But it could have been either one.
Well, I don't know. How would either one? In his question, he says, write a pasuk which is mashma lo mechaya karna. Why would beer be mashma lo mechaya karna? You know, beer, he said earlier in Rashi that beer has a mashma lo mechaya karna. So pashtus, his question was, just write v'shirach, and I would assume it's lo mechaya karna. His answer is that even if you just wrote the shilach by shame, I would think it's mechaya karna. So that means he's goofy answering that the word, the shilach by shame, you would assume is mechaya karna, which is brings Gufa the question on the next Rashi. That it's a stira to the next Rashi, because in the next Rashi, Rashi says that if you only wrote one pasuk by shame, by Rego, I would know that the Yemechayev, even by the Omechayev Karna, because it just says Vashirach and it doesn't say Ubir. So, but we just said in the last Rashi, Vashirach doesn't prove anything, right? That's the Stira in the Rashis, right? Okay, so we had yesterday, I don't know if we want to go over or not, but I guess we're going, I'll go over. We had yesterday two possible answers, both of which I wasn't so crazy about, but there's definitely people say them. One answer is that only by shame, there's a intrinsic havamina that you might say, mechaya karna, lo mechaya karna, that you only chayim mechaya karna, because there's something about shame logically that dictates a svara that you need mechaya karna, because the norm of shame is mechaya karna. So that's why by shame you would have a hamina, you need mechaya karna. But by rego, there is no the norm of rego to mechaya karna. Therefore, only by shame, even without a pasuk, you would have a hamina that is mechaya karna. But by shame, I'm sorry, I said wrong. Only by shame, without any pasuk, even if the shirach, even there's no mashmal from the pasuk, we would have a havamir that you're chayiv only by mechaya karna. But by rego,
is that structure, or that's there's a svara to it?
Yeah, there's a shame, because shame is the norm of shame. You say the normal shame is mechaya karna. I don't know
why is that.
Because that's how you, when you eat something, didn't you ever mother tell you supposed to finish your food? So the normal shame is that you eat everything up. And then when an animal eats, he does it because he's hungry. He's an animal. So when an animal eats, he destroys it. I know that's so terrible. But by shame, the normal shame of Mechaya Karna, never by shame, even without a pasuk, you would assume it's only Mechaya Karna. So even if you wrote v'shirach, even though there's no mashmos from v'shirach, you would assume mechaya karna. But by rego, the norm of rego is you step on something. When you step on something, it's not mechaya karna, it just gets flattened, but you still have the broken pieces. So you still have, we're not exactly sure mechaya karna means, but you still have something left. So the norm of rego will say is not a mechaya karna. And therefore, unless you have a b'feshu pasuk of beer, which implies mechaya karna, we wouldn't say Mechaya Karna by a regal. This is what Binyamin Simon was pushing yesterday quite vehemently.
Then Rashi leaves like half the story out, right?
Right. So that's what I said. He's not here, so I can get my word in. Baruch Hashem. So,
I think that Avram Max's is more Madea.
Okay. So, okay. Thank you. So I was saying, I tired this yesterday, that Rashi is not hitting the nail on the head, because Rashi's Havamina is to explain why Rego, I know, lo mechaya karna. I mean, what's his problem? Why is Rego different than Shane? So we shouldn't say it's because lo ksiv ubir. That's not the vort. The vort is because only by Shane I have this havamina misvara, but by Rego I don't have the havamina misvara. It happens to be, if Lou Yisura would have written ubir by Rego, I would have still had a havamina. Like, what does Rashi have to bring that in for? That's not even relevant. Rashi could have just, he didn't even have to say that. Rashi could have just said, my regal oshna, because we know that misvara. Maybe even if we would have said ubir, we would also know a misvara by rego. You know, why does he have to add the fact, because no one ever thought it said ubir by rego. You know, and no one, the problem is not, but Rashi is not coming to answer the kasha, it says ubir. Rashi is coming to answer the kasha that we should think that you need lo mechaya karna, just like we thought by Shane, and we thought by Shane with misvara. So Rashi is like missing the point. He's not hitting the main point according to this pshat. It's a nice pshat, but it's a little doichik in Rashi. The second pshat that was suggested was a confusing pshat a little bit, is that the first Rashi was dealing, if you only wrote Vishilach. So then he's saying, if you only write Vishilach, then we would think that Vishilach is speaking by Mechaya Karna. But the second Rashi is dealing, it's when the Torah wrote Ubir and the Torah wrote Vishilach. So the fact that Torah changed its Lashon, instead of, it could have written, it didn't say, it could have said Beer twice. Instead, it uses a lashon of a shilach, so that gives you a positive connotation of lo mechaya karna. That was the pshat that was suggested. I think it's also a very, very strange pshat, and that's what the Marsha really asked, because you're making a diak, why didn't the Torah write a beer twice? Of course it didn't write beer twice, because beer doesn't mean rego, beer means shame. Torah wants to tell you rego. Why should a Torah write a word that means shame twice? You know, it's like I was telling it over to somebody in this morning. I said, imagine I go ahead and I tell you to go to the store. I want you to buy me two things, bread and crackers. So what should I say? Buy me bread and bread, and then you're gonna make a deal. Why did he say twice bread? It must be he means crackers. Or I say, buy me bread and crackers. And how come you changed? You didn't say bread and bread. Must be. I said bread and crackers because I want bread and crackers, right? So you're making a diak. You said beer v'shirach. Why don't you say beer twice? Because I don't want to say the same thing twice. I want two different things. I want to beer, which means shame, and v'shirach, which means rego. How can I say beer twice? So how can you make a diak? That the fact that you said Vishilach and you didn't say your beer proves that you're Mechayev even when it's Lo Mechayev Karna. Because if you're only Chayev when you're Mechayev Karna, you would have said your beer. I don't want to say your beer. Beer isn't the word for rego. I shouldn't say rego. I want to say rego. I have to say the word for rego. How can I say a word that doesn't mean rego for rego? Right? It's like a very, also a funny shot.
Rabbi, yeah, I have a problem. I was learning with my nephew this evening, and I realized that isn't this shot not work because the Gemara goes through a different shakalataria as far as regal of shaluach shluchei?
Okay, that could be, we didn't get up to there yet. You can't, you know, that's not fair. We're not fair. We're going slightly in order. But anyway, it's a strange shot.
The Kiyas Kasha.
The Kiyas Kasha, right.
The next the Marsha suggests this Mahalik, so I'm asking, how could the Marsha suggest this Mahalik?
In Chavetz Chaim, when you ask for the next line, the Gemara is Pekiyas. We don't ask Pekiyas Kasha. Okay.
On the Marmakomas.
All right. Anyway, so I guess the sutra, we can either go weiter, or we can try and give another answer for this question. Anyone have a different answer for this question? Otherwise, we can go weiter, because we want to see the next Gemara.
I'm just wondering about Rebbe's question on the second question, meaning the question on the second answer that Avram Max's answer that. The way I was understanding it, it's not the actual specific word of uvir, but it was the way that uvir connotates complete, like machla karna, okay, as opposed to vishilach. Meaning, you could say the word for regel, but in a way where it connotates a more of a complete destruction. Not the actual wording.
But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, So Rashi is saying the diak is because you didn't say ubir.
Right. I mean,
how can it say ubir?
Your word.
What kind of question is that? They couldn't say ubir, and how to say rego?
No, but it didn't say that type of wording. Meaning, it didn't say a complete destruction. It was saying something else. It could have said the same type of thing as ubir by Shane by rego as well.
Okay, but that's a little not so much for Rashi. It means Rashi seems to be saying he should have said the word ubir. Now he should have said an equivalency of beer that exists by rego, which I don't know that there's such a thing exists. You know, I don't know. You know, it's not so definitely not so mashma in the Rashi. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, the question is, should I try saying a different pshat, or should we go weiter?
Definitely. We need to hear a better pshat.
We need to hear a better pshat. Well, a lot of the shita says these pshatim. All right. I had an idea, just because we said this in the... Okay, I'll try to say it. Okay. I was thinking that maybe is that there are two different... There's a confusion here. There is the Braisa and the Torah. You can't ask the Stira from the Braisa to the Torah. Meaning, the Braisa says, the Torah writes two psukim, Ubir and Vishilach. The Braisa says, how do I know which one it means which? Because they bring a pasuk for each. The Gemara asks the Kasha on the Braisa. Why did the Braisa have to bring me a pasuk for Vishilach means rego? I would have known it from the, you know, from deduction, because there's nothing else. And for the Gemara, because the Braisa was worried that if it wouldn't have brought a raya from a pasuk of Vishilach as a Mishachi Rego Ashor Vachamor, you would have claimed, how do I know that Rego, that Vishilach means Rego? You would have said both Sukkim are talking about, okay. Then the Gemara, and one's for Mechaya Karna, one's for Lo Mechaya Karna. Then the Gemara asks, and how do we know the Maisa Shein Lo Mechaya Karna? We learn it from Rego. How do we know Rego Lo Mechaya Karna? So I say, because it doesn't say Ubir. So I mean like this, it really, really out the MS, as long as you don't say beer, we would know lo mechaya karna. It just the braisa, right now. There's two different authors here. There's the braisa and the Torah. The Torah, the MS, the only, if it doesn't say you beer, you know it's not mechaya karna. MS. If the Torah would have just written Ubir Ashirach by Shane, we would have known Shane is not Mechaya Karna. The Chazal would know, because in Svara, the Shirach doesn't, the only reason why you would think Mechaya Karna of the MS is because of beer. If it doesn't write Obir, there's no Havamina to say Mechaya Karna. But the Brisa didn't, that's the MS, but the author of the Brisa is writing for the, so to speak, for the Hamonan, for the people, for the audience. They're not necessarily so smart. So the Brisa has to bring a pasuk of Mishachei Rego Shor Vechamor, because without that, the people would have tied it. How do you know that that Mashiach is going on Rego? Maybe it's going on Shane on Mechaya Karna, hold it on Mechaya Karna. So the people would have made a mistake, but not that the Torah grants that mistake. In other words, I'm saying that Enochinami, there is a steer between the two Rashis. They're arguing with each other because they're talking in different people. The first Rashi was talking on the Brisa, why the Brisa had to write the two, you know, bring the pasuk of Mishach Erego Asher V'chamor. Turns out because the Brisa is worried about someone making a mistake. So we're talking about what the Brisa thinks people would make a mistake. But the second Gemara is not talking about people making a mistake. It's talking about Talmidei Chachamim who are learning the Torah al pi emes. So it could be that Talmidei Chachamim who learn the Torah al pi emes, they would never think that Mechaya Karna unless it says Ubir. And even they would have never made that mistake of that one pasuk is by Shane and by Mechaya Karna, and one pasuk is by Shane by Lo Mechaya Karna. They wouldn't have made that mistake. The Talmid HaChamim didn't really need the pasuk in Navi of Mishachei Rego Shor V'Chamor. It's only the Brisa wrote it for the Hamonam.
It's the
last here. Line in the first Rashi, Rebbe.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Says Ilav the cost of Rachmana Mishalchei Rego Hashar. He seems to be saying Lamaisa.
Ilav the cost of Rachmana. Is that such a raya? I don't know.
What? You love the cuts of Rachmana, then we would have made a mistake.
The cuts of Rachmana is going on. Okay.
On the people that.
The magic. What's in a Maymar? It is a shame. They would have said, okay, I'm not so sure if it's such a strong right. I hear it. Definitely Rashi could have said it better. But I don't know if it's Tiyufta. What?
Can we suggest?
I don't know if you people. Yeah, I want to go back, but I don't know if that's a suggestion that I just say it again. I'm not sure if
can
everyone.
Can we suggest that maybe Rashi's bothered by something?
Can I just want to repeat again? Because I just want to make sure people heard the suggestion that the question was that there's a steer between the two Rashi's. The first Rashi says Beferish. That if you only wrote one pasuk, even if you only wrote the Shirach, I would have a Havamina only Mechaya Karna. The second Rashi said Beferish, if you only write the Shirach, I would know your Chayiv even Lo Mechaya Karna. So I'm saying Eino Chinami, they are in Stira because they're talking about different people. The first pas Rashi was dealing with the Brisa. The whole kash is on Mr. Brisa. why did Mr. Brisa, Rabbi Brisa, bother quoting the pasuk of Mishalchei Rego Ashor v'chamor? We could have figured it out without that pasuk. So he's saying, because without that pasuk, there's room for somebody to make a mistake. Not necessarily the biggest Talmud Chacham. Someone would make such a mistake and think that one pasuk of Mishalchei is talking about shame with Mechaya Karna, and therefore you need both Sukkim for shame. There's room for somebody to make such a mistake. But and in order to nafuke from that mistake, so the Braisa quoted this pasuk. What does it hurt to quote a pasuk to make even the Amoratzim and Sotaspens happy? That isn't, there's no room for error. You can't, this mistake that you would have thought that if a Torah only wrote one pasuk, I would say it's from Mechaya Karna, and therefore I need two pasukim. No, it can't be, because we know for sure that Shinach is talking about Rego. But our PMS, the Talmid HaChamim, who knew, they knew by definition that Mishinach means lo Mechaya Karna. And that's what Rashi, in a certain sense, that's why Rashi, in this beginning of Rashi, is good. Rashi, in the first Rashi, that Edi speaks out, that Mishinach really is Mashma, not Mechaya Karna. Shonach, no Mechaya Karna. So because of the MS, that's the truth. It was only a mistake that people would have made. Okay, that was my pop shot. All right.
Just a shkafik, Rabbi. Is that something we would say, that Asaka Daita Chamina is not necessarily referring to the big Talmid Chachamim?
But it depends, because the Gemara, it depends where the Gemara is going. The Gemara is asking a kasha on the Braisa. It all depends where in the sequence of the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha was on the Braisa. Why did the Braisa quote the pasuk of Mishalchei Rego Ashor v'Chamor? Torah is not asking a question on this first piece of Gemara was not a question on the Torah. It was a question on the Braisa. So the answer, I'm saying, when you're asking a question on the Braisa, then I'm saying that the Braisa is allowed to be speaking to people who aren't such big Talmid Chachamim. You know, if the Gemara would have asked the Kasha on the Torah, you can't say Sagadai to Zamaraz, and I'm saying you can't. But here it's different, because the whole question was on the Braisa. The question wasn't on the Torah. The question is on the Braisa. Why the Braisa need this Raya? We could have figured it out without that Raya. So the answer is, yeah, well, there are some people that would have figured it out. Ain't looking at me. Most people would have figured it out without the Raya. Because most people would have figured it out. You're right, the Havamin is right. Most people would have figured it out without the Raya. We don't really need the Pasuk of Mishalchei Rego Ashor v'Chamor. It's not like Hashem wrote it in Yishayo for that purpose. Most people would have figured it out. But Mr. Braisa wrote it because he knows there are some people that would have had a problem with it. So he wants to be nice to help those people also. Is that so terrible? To write something for the sake of people that aren't, you know, make a mistake. But our PMS is not a real Havamina. And you really don't need the Pasuk Mishalchei Rego Mishor V'Chamor, because really the Shirach, by definition, means Lo Mechaya Karna. Okay, anyway, that was my pshat. I don't know, but I hear the question that Rabbi asking, that it's not so Mashman Rashi. And I don't know, you know, if you're looking around, I didn't see anyone who says such a shot.
So, I mean, can we suggest that this Rashi is maybe bothered by a different question?
What?
Meaning, Lachora Meneu being the Gemara, right? The Gemara needs to come on to a Dumi de Rego. If the initial Pasuk was of Bishilach didn't have any implication of either, meaning that if the initial Pasuk is going to be understood to be Bein Mechalia, Bein Lo Mechalia, the whole, we might not need a dumia de regel. Just there'd be no basis to say that the pasuk of shame would be talking about anything different than the beginning of the pasuk to begin with. The fact that the Gemara needs to come on to dumia implies that ubir has a positive mashmos of mechalia karna. Meaning, the Gemara's question is predicated on the fact that ubir is mashma mechalia karna. and therefore we need a source that it goes beyond Mechal Yakarna. So to which Rashi's bothered is if Ubir has a positive mashmos Mechal Yakarna, then how do we know that Regal isn't also subject to that limitation?
I'm not sure. What are you trying to do?
What I really want to suggest is, as far as the question of why is it Pashut that Regal includes Bein Mechal Yakarna, Bein Lo Mechal Yakarna, Rashi's not addressing that question. The Rashba addresses that question. Other people address that question. Rashi's bothered by a different question. At the Gemara's Mashma, we need a Dumya de Regal. And if the beginning of the Pasuk was Mashma, Bein Mechal Yakarna, Bein Lo Mechal Yakarna, then we wouldn't need to start coming out at Dumya de Regal. There's just, what we wouldn't have a basis to make such a limitation and chain if the Pasuk was discussing Bein Mechal Yakarna, Bein Lo Mechal Yakarna, based on which Rashi understands that the Gemara's question is really predicated on the fact that Ubir has a positive mashmos of Mechal Yakarna. So therefore, the fact that the beginning of the Pasuk goes either way is not going to help us if Ubir has a positive mashmos of Mechal Yakarna, to which Rashi's bothered that if Ubir has a positive mashmos, then for what reason doesn't that positive mashmos affect how we're going to understand Bishilach? To which he says, well, that change in language is the reason why we don't understand Bishilach that way.
Okay, I hear. I suspect that not too many people followed you. So let me go right there. But I hear your shot. You're trying to salvage a Binyamin science shot, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that Rashi's not really addressing the question that we were naturally bothered by. He's addressing a different question.
In the first Rashi, you can't say that Ubeir is giving you a positive feeling.
Let me go weiter. I'm afraid we're getting too, okay? Let's go weiter. Otherwise, maybe she'll even say this. Let's go further in the Gemara. We got to go. Because really, as many people pointed out, we stopped the Gemara halfway. So we have three different answers to the question. Okay. Then the Gemara says, My rego lo shel mechaya karna lo shel mechaya karna av shem lo shel mechaya karna lo shel mechaya karna. So there's two ways you can read the Gemara. The people pointed out, Tosis sounds like he's learning it, but the people pointed out, I think yesterday, that Tosis sounds like he's learning like a hekesh, because since it says in the pasuk beer and v'shilach in the same pasuk, so there's a hekesh between rego and shem. I'm not a bar plukta with Tosis, but I just would have suggested a different shot, so at least we should keep our eyes open if anyone says differently, because the Gemara doesn't say anything about a hekesh. There's another way you could just learn that it's a binyanav, that logically, depends on what the havamina, why we would think you need mechaya karna. It could be there's no svara lechaya. Now that we were discussing, is there only by shame we would have such a havamina, or everywhere? So if you assume the pashtus in the Gemara that it's everywhere and it's not lav dafka for only by shame, so then you can just make a binyan av. You don't need a hekesh. You say that isn't. If once the Torah tells me that rego is chayav even by lo mechaya karna, then why should I make a chiddik? Well, I can make a binyan av to everywhere else. You see, the Torah is Mechayev and Nezikin for Lo Mechaya Karna. Okay, but not clear. We'll see. Rashi doesn't say. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. Amar Mar, Ubir.
Say, Rabbi, can I just point? If we said Binyamin Simon's Pshat, that there's this specific reason why Sheen is Mashma Mechaya Karna, so then what Rebbe just said might not make sense.
Right, not just might not, for sure not.
I mean, it wouldn't make sense. I'm just trying to...
Yes, that is correct. That is 100% correct. If you said that there's a special svara by Shane that you need Mechaya Karna, because if that's in the Orche, and if you don't do Mechaya Karna, you're a Shinoi or something, I don't know, then yes. And of course, then it has to be a Hekesh, because there's no...
Right, okay.
But if you say that there is no svara by shame, then you could say shem. But okay. And the Maisa, Tyvus is not like me. So there's no mitzvah to argue with Tyvus. I just would like to put out, you know, our possibilities in case you never know. But okay. Let's continue. Amar Mar Ubir Zuashem. Kenu Amar Shivara Godaltuma. So again, now we're going back to the Braisa. It is in my world, which there's two worlds. There's the world of understanding what the Braisa did, and the world of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But so now, at least, now the Gemara is going back to the Braisa. The Braisa learned Ubir Zuashem, because they had a pasuk from Melachim Aleph. Time of the Kazakh Monica Sheyavari got our tumor. Well, I'm working with my Yukmina. No, he be carrying Siv, he ragged Siv. Which the Gemara is asking, Kasha, why do we have to have a Pasik? We there's nothing else it could be referring to because we already have. Right. in other words, why do we need Ubir to tell me that it's Shane? What else could it be? Right. I don't really understand the Gemara, but okay, that's my own. And I well, I don't think there's nothing else of a different way of being Mazik besides, right? Like, there's only four possible Mazikim. There are choices. And I don't know, but okay. In other words,
aren't the others like biting and crap? Like, all those are told as of other of Karen.
It means that you would have figured out, and as the Gemara is saying, that even without any pasuk, we would have figured out on our own that there are only four possible of us Nezikin. In other words, okay, I don't know, I wouldn't have figured that out, but all right.
But, Rabbi, the Gemara's question is saying, why do you need the pasuk of Uvir? Or the Gemara's saying, why does the Braisa have to explain that Uvir means shame? It's the second way.
Obviously, the Torah wrote the pasuk in Melachim because the Torah was writing Melachim. We're not saying the purpose of the pasuk in Melachim was to tell you Pshat in the Torah. Torah expected people to understand the Torah before Melachim was written.
Right.
But the Braisa used Melachim to be Megadah Pshat in the Torah. So the question is on the Braisa. Why did the Braisa, Mr. Braisa, need Melachim to be Megadah Pshat in the Torah? Obviously, everybody in the world would have figured it out on their own. Because since logic would tell us that there are only four possible Mazikim, which I don't know how you know that, so there's a process of elimination. So this must be talking about shame. So the Gemara says, "Tiger, I'm going to get you for it. We're going to do a whole lot of looking back in. E Karen, Sif. If it's Karen, we have a pasuk." Okay, there are Kiv Eger here, but we're going to skip them for a minute. Irag on Tiv. Istrich. Sagadaitamin and Idi the Arego. If I didn't have this pasuk, I would have thought that both are going on Rego. Oh, the Azimimele. Oh, the Sharach Shluche. So I would have thought you need two psukim. And they're both for Rego. One is for Azimimele, and one is Sharach Shluche. I just write Ubir, and I would know already. It's, you know, just reverse of the last sugya. Why do you have to write both sugya? Just write one. How could you have such a havamina? So just write one pasuk. Terah says, even if you were just write, if you were just written one pasuk, I would have still thought only shalach shluche. Therefore, the Torah had to write both, which means that even if it just writes Ubir, I would have a havamina of shalach shluche. In other words, the hashaduke hashen regel doesn't made me not. So how do we know regel doesn't made it? Do me a di hashen. Ma hashen loshna shalach shluche loshna doesn't made it. Ap regel loshna. Loshna shluche loshna doesn't made it. Now, how do I know Shay Loshna? So what does Rashi say? So Rashi, could Darko Bako, that says, my Shay Loshna, that Oksibe Vishilach. So Rashi says the exact same thing, right? So I don't know if you people have the head, but I think we have to do it. Is it's right? This is a convert, the exact same Gemara as the previous Gemara. And we have the exact same Kasha than the previous Gemara. So let's see in our heads if we can give all the three answers, if they all work. Right? Is that no confusion? Right? The exam, we have the exact same Kasha. The Gemara says that if I didn't have the Pasuk and Navi, I would have said that both Pesukim are talking about shame. Right?
About Regal.
Both are talking about Regal. One's the Shirach, one's the other Mela. The Torah could have just written Ubir. Torah says, even Ubir has a, if I just wrote, I would have said that the Torah had to write two psukim to tell me regal for both cases, because if it would have only written ubir, I would have said only shalach shulche. There, but the Torah had to write beer and vishilach to tell me regal for both. So you have to commit yourself in the first step of the Gemara that even ubir has a connotation of shalach shulche. Then the Gemara says, how do you know Shane, how do you know Rego, even as
there's no Rashi, there's no Rashi.
But I'm just assuming that whatever Rashi said on the first Gemara, the same Kasha Rashi on the first Gemara, you have to have on the second Gemara. And the assumption is that the same answer the end of the first Gemara you have in the second Gemara. That's a pretty good assumption. So then the Gemara says, the Hasha that we put the Pasuk, Shane, Regal doesn't make him in Adon. Don't you the Shane? Mashane Loshna. Now, how is it Loshna? So Rashi says, because it doesn't say Vishilach. But we just proved before that Ubir alone, if you had just written Ubir, we would have said it's only by Shalach Shluchi. So we have to have the three answers. So answer number one, if you would use Benjamin Simon's answer, you have to say that just like we of Michalia Karna is only a svara by Shane. So the Havamina of Mishnah Shluchi is only a Havamina by Rego, right? Yes? Everyone's speechless? Is that right?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yes, okay. That will be his approach. If you will learn the second shot, that it's because, so you're saying the same idea, that why did the Torah write twice? You know, there's what Rashi means, and in intrinsically, Ubir has no mashmos. But once the Torah wrote the Shilach, and then the Torah wrote Ubir, then it has a mashmos, that it's not Mishnah Shluchi. Okay? It also works out. First one is not as simple, because you have to make up two svaras. But okay, second one, is simpler. It just works both, it works as exactly the same shot. And if you learn my way, if shot is that really there is no Havamina to say, that if you have one beer definitely does not mean Mishnah Shluchi. And that's why once we have a beer by Shane, we know even Yechai without Mishnah, even if it's Memeda, he went out Mishnah Shluchi. Why the Brisa added quote the Pasuk? Because if you would have wanted to quote the Pasuk, someone would have thought they're both by Rega, one Mishnah Shluchi and one not. That's because the Amorites would have thought that. Right? So that also works.
Do we understand why in these Mahalchim, why would Gemara had to come onto the Mishlach Shluchi as opposed to Michalia Karna, not Michalia Karna?
Okay, someone asked that, no?
I did.
No, but I'm saying, did someone ask him in the back?
I think the Maharam.
I didn't have my Shabbos
there. I think the Maharam is definitely alluding to that.
Yeah, in other words, why did the Gemara have to come up?
To different answers.
With a different answer, they could have just said the same answer for both.
According to Ben,
wait, I just think Simon. About the question. Wait, I need to digest it. That the Gemara could have said that if you only had one pasuk by, if they would have just written, why? In other words, I would have said both Sukkim is talking about Rego. All the Mechaya Karna, all the Lo Mechaya Karna. I'm sorry, I would have said both Sukkim are talking about Rego. All the Mechaya Karna, all the Lo Mechaya Karna. So according to, yeah, okay. Yes. What were you saying?
According to Binyamin Pesach's shot, then it makes sense because there's only a reason to say there's a difference between Mechaya Karna and Lo Mechaya Karna by Shein, but not by Regel. So that's why I wouldn't have a Havamina that there's a Chiluk. But so that's why we wouldn't say it at this point. According to the other two Peshatim, potentially say the same question, but according to his shot, then you, I think you wouldn't, and that's what we have to go on different.
All right, it could be. Let me try and finish the Gemara. I hear.
But according to Binyamin Pesach, the next line in the Gemara might be problematic.
Yeah. Okay. That's. I want to get to the next line. Here again, we until we have it, maybe read it. Okay. The Hashta. Okay. The Hashta. The Uke Hashem. So let the Torah just write Bishirach and leave out Ubir. And Vishilach is mashma both. Because it's mashma rego, mashma shame. Mashma rego, diksiv, shalchay, rego, ashor, vechamor. Or mashma ksay, diksiv, shame, behemos, eshachbab. So the word says, Elav, kro yisera, hamino, ho, o rego, dekem, also, shame, the eshon, ozeko. Okay, this we have to look into. So the Gemara says that if it only wrote Mishilach, I would have said only Mishlach Shluchi. So this seems to slug up all the Pshatim. I don't know, right? So, according to why, how does it slug up all the pshatim? Like, it's too hard.
Well, Rebbe's pshat, there was never a kasha on the Torah. Over here, it's asking directly on the Torah.
Beginning. According to the Yamin Pesach pshat, why is it no good or is it good?
No, it's a problem because the whole reason why we needed the additional trichasa was because we were saying that Shilach Shluche is only a Havamina by Regel, but not by Shein. But here we see explicitly in the Gemara, it's a Havamina by both.
Here you see explicitly that it's a Havamina by both. So that's because he wrote the Pasuk of Shilach. He wrote the Pasuk of Shilach, then it's a Havamina by both.
Again, without means by
but that's not a problem. One second, but that's not a problem because if by Shane only said one pasuk, I could know that it's talking about right?
In other words, okay, in other words, it, according to his pshat, in other words, he's saying once, if you only write one pasuk, and you write the pasuk of Shalach Shluchim, let's start somewhere else. Let's go simple. There's this L'chore Kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha, just write one pasuk. And the Gemara answers, because if I only wrote one pasuk, I would have thought only Mishalach Shulchi. So L'chore, the Gemara is a little shver. Why did the Gemara write? Then we had two svaras in the Gemara. We had in the Gemara a svara of L'mechaya Karna, L'mechaya Karna. And we had a svara of Shalach Shulchi and L'mishalach Shulchi. So why the Gemara L'chore could have picked the other answer, why is it just random? The Gemara could have said, if it would have only written one pasuk, I would say only Mechaya Karna. Kamash
Malai. We don't have a pasuk of beards for regular. We only have a pasuk of Shilach Hashem.
Right. So according to, I'm saying a simple kasha. According to the simple reading of the Gemara before, and again, this will be dependent on the different answers that we gave. But according to the simple reading before, if you only have one pasuk, the Gemara says you would have said that it's talking about, if you only had one pasuk, you would have said it's only talking about Mechaya Karna, right? That's what the Gemara said before. If you only had one pasuk.
No, if you only had beer.
If you only had. No.
Once you have a shilach to
sacred regal. Rashi said, even if you only had the shilach, and you put it on shame, you would say we're talking about only by Mechaya Karna.
No, but you would have a shilach to tell for regal to tell you that not Mechaya Karna.
Let me just say the question, please. So that was seemingly what the Gemara said before, that if you had one pasuk, you would say it's only by Mechaya Karna. You need two psukim to tell me bein Mechaya, bein lo Mechaya. The Gemara also said if you only had one pasuk, you would say not only v'shilach. You need two psukim to tell me bein v'shilach, bein v'meida. Then the Gemara asked a second question, just write one pasuk, which simultaneously means rego and shame. So the Gemara, l'chaira, could have given both of the previous answers. They could have said, if you only had one pasuk, we would have thought only Mechaya Karna and not Lo Mechaya Karna, or we would have only thought Mishalach and not Memeda.
So, no, but as soon as you have a Shilach or Regal, then that counters that.
That's a question, please. So why does the Gemara have to say, you know, there's a Gemara Pashas, the Gemara's answer. It's not like the Gemara, we don't assume the Gemara had a choice of two answers and it just gave one and it could have given a different answer. So why did the Gemara answer, like it said before, that you know why you need two psukim? Because the Gemara just says, Elav Krav Yisera, Hava Mina, Hecha de Mekaya Karna, Hava no Mekaya Karna, lo. Why do you want to give the answer? Shalach Shluchi.
Right. Let me ask you.
That is the answer. That
should give both, or give only the other one?
Well, I'm sorry. What?
Let me ask you, it should give both or it should give only the other one?
It should give, for sure, it should give both.
Okay.
Or it should give the other one because the other one came first. But I don't know.
I have one question on the Gemara's question. Can we ask on the Gemara's question?
Yes, that's also true. And what was the Gemara's Havamina? That's also true. In other words, the Gemara already said this. Yeah. That's for sure true too. In other words, it's another problem. One problem is, why didn't the Gemara give that relatively simple answer of Mechaya Karna, Mechaya Karna? Why they jump to the answer of Shalach, in other words, or say both answers? And the second question is, even the answer the Gemara did say, like they said it already. Like what was the Havamina? They already said that you need two psukim, one for Mechaya Karna, one for Lo Mechaya Karna, one for Mishilach, and one for Memeda. The Gemara Mamish said that before. right? This Rebbe. The middle pshat is going to be a little difficult. And then Gemara spoke that out the Farish, that you need two psukim, one for Mechaya and one for Lomechaya. Shirach and one for Nafesh Shirach. Gemara said that the Farish before. So what's the Gemara's big kasha? Why don't you just write one pasuk?
The Gemara's question before we get to the answer, and I'm not really following it, I could have missed a step, but we already said previous Gemara, Edi Ashen. So that means that the Gemara already felt that Shane could fit into the first half of the pasuk. So why do we need to bring a raya that Shane applies to Vishilach? The Gemara earlier said, I would have thought that Shane is both parts of the pasuk. So then.
And you're asking another question. Why did the Gemara have to bring a raya? Okay, I don't know. More problems.
Rebbe, only in the step that we are saying that we just said Uvir earlier on, and we said that Uvir is both Shane, and we would our presumption at that point was that Shane we would use both psukim. I'm sorry, we would only know Malchakarna and Lon Malchakarna. We would for sure we would need to learn out Rego from somewhere else. We wouldn't be able to learn out Rego from that point, and then we would wherever else we learned that Rego from. Then at that point we would know Lo Mechaya Karna, you would know Lo Mechaya Karna. Only at this point does the Gemara have the kasha, because at this point Vishilich is when we're saying there's a possibility of learning out both of them from the same pasuk. Therefore, there's nowhere else we're going to ever learn it out from, and then we're going to ask, okay, so if that's the case, then it's only Shalcha Shluchi, not Mechaya Karna stuff.
I'm sorry.
I think I'm saying certain things similar to you.
You're answering which question?
Rebbe asked, why can't you say the same question the other way? Rebbe said, why can't we just say
that? Why can't I say the same answer? Same answer the other
meaning,
way.
Meaning the same answer, meaning the Gemara could say that you learn out both cases, both things from Uvir, and then you would only know Mechaya Karna.
No. The Gemara asked Akasha, why don't we learn out both from Vishilach? I'm not asking the Gemara, should ask a different question. The Gemara answered, because we would have said both from Vishilach, I wouldn't have known Shalach Memeida. Right. Like, why did the Gemara answer, I wouldn't have known Lo Mechaya Karna?
Because I know Lo Mechaya Karna.
Wait, one second, that was one question. The Gemara should have said that I wouldn't know Lo Mechaya Karna, because if you only have one pasuk, we don't know Lo Mechaya Karna. That's what we said before. For sure, in shot number two. That was what came out. You know, that if you only have one pasuk, we don't know Lo Mechaya Karna. In shot number one and three, I don't know if that's true. But in shot number two, that's for sure true, I think.
But in shot one and three.
If you only have one pasuk, we don't know Mechaya Karna. So why did the Gemara just answer that? So you say the Gemara could have answered that. That's doichik. It's mashmal. The Gemara gives the answer. That's the only answer. That was one question. The second question which someone asked, which is that what was the Gemara does answer, is that we need two psukim, one for Rishalach Shemimeda and one for not Mimeda. So that's also shver. Like that, like they said that before. So why? What's the Gemara's question? They already said that you need one for Memeda and one for not Memeda. Okay, it's getting too complicated for me. I think I have to end share, but I think it's getting too complicated. So we have this.
They asked the question of what the Gemara's Hava mean.
This is such a funny Gemara. This is a very hard Gemara. Just, you know, but okay. The question
once we get the answer, my ready to go.
I don't want, you know, I don't know what we should do. Everyone asks all these questions. So, okay. So we're Baruch Hashem. We're in the right track. Okay.
Once we say that,
let me just review. I just want to review. So where are we holding? We're holding like this. We have, there are three questions on the sugya. There's the first question in the beginning of Rashi. There's a stira of Rashi's. At first, Rashi says you need two psukim, if you only had one pasuk, we would, even if you only wrote Ubir, I would have said it's talking about, if you only wrote the Shilach, I would have said that it's talking about Mechaya Karna. And then the next Rashi seems to soister himself and say that if that by Rego, I know that you're chai when it's lo mechaya karna because it doesn't say ubir. Right? It's a steer in the two Rashis. The same kasha you have in the converse in the next Gemara, because the chari you have to say the exact same thing, that even if it would have just written ubir, you would have had a havamina that it's only mishanach shluchi. So then how do you know that by shame is not shalach shluchi? So those are two questions. The same kasha, just in the two steps of the Gemara. Third question is, why did the Gemara, what was the Gemara's havamina to ask a question? Why you need both? They already answered that you need for one for shalach shluchi, one not. And also, why didn't the Gemara answer the answer of Mikaya Karna? Is there any other
Rabbi, I'm sorry, I got confused before. I'm just, for one second, we never ever suggested that if we only said Shalcha Shluch V'Shileich by Regel, then you would think that it's only talking about case of Mechaya Karna. The only time we said that by, if it said V'Shileich, then you would only think Mechaya Karna, according to Binyamin Pesach's pshat, is by shame.
According to
what Rebbe's saying, that we're going to say both it's by V'Shileich, you would never be able to say just...
Adonai, have rachmanis, and not on me, on everyone else.